some tips for heat stress prevention in cattle today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Summertime heat can be a challenge for pastured cattle. Kansas State University Extension veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff.
Cattle don't lay down as much, especially whenever they get heat stress. They're trying to increase airflow. Unfortunately, that might lead to bunching, where groups of cattle, even in a pasture, will bunch up together. They're trying to get increased airflow, but they end up using each other as shade, which is kind of counterproductive.
Tarpoff says there are four parameters for measuring heat stress: temperature, humidity, wind speed, and solar radiation. He offers a two-pronged solution for managing heat stress in cattle.
Water availability for those animals is absolutely critical when the temperatures start to rise. Increasing water tank capacity. Either we can split pens and increase water tank capacity that way, or even put some portable tubs into those pens to increase the water availability whenever those animals need it. Number two is feeding. We might be able to modify our feeding times to be able to help alleviate some of these stressors. So as they digest those feedstuffs, they actually increase the amount of heat that they produce. So what we can try to do is change our feeding times, or even adapt some of our feeding management.
There's a link to a longer discussion with A.J. Tarpoff about heat stress on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.